930 WFMD.
Wow, it is the Morning News Express, Rise and Shine up at Adam. Time now for your Morning News Express with Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick. We need the Monday morning motivation there, Ryan.
We do. We'll get it out soon, Bob. It's way too early to be motivated.
That's why I said we need it.
We do. We certainly do. I was telling Nate, if you're going to park so far away from all of us, you're not part of the team. So I pulled up the hill today and pulled in, and to my surprise, Nate's vehicle is grouped in now with everybody's vehicle. You know, it's not so far away. So Nate Saunders is feeling like part of the team finally, and we're glad to see that.
The question is, I know that Nate, and I like Nate, he's a good kid, but I know Nate wants my job. I know he wants it bad. Did he take my parking space? That's the question.
He actually did Bob.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. He's positioning himself to not only park in your space, but maybe one day take your space, and maybe my space.
Yeah, well.
We're not sure.
Watch out for him. You know, it's the quiet, gentle ones that you have to worry about.
I know.
But good to be back good to be back home after 10 days up there in the 301. You and I went up to the beef show, and you got to see the grand champion steer at the Great Frederick Fair.
Mm-hmm.
He sold on Saturday.
For 20 grand.
20 grand.
Yeah.
Went to, if I'm not mistaken, Kreitz Auto.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Kreitz Auto, for being such a big supporter. Kreitz Auto also bought the Grand Champion cake.
Yeah. Kreitz Auto played a big role in the Great Frederick Fair. By the way, once we get into the show, Bob, I am going to talk about I'm proclaiming victory at the harness race.
Really? How do you proclaim victory when you were in third place?
No.
That's what I saw, third place.
No, listen, Bob, you have been swayed by Gabby and Pat. I don't know what they told you, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Right now we have to check sports. It is 6:15, Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick. Good Monday morning in the Morning News Express.
930 WFMB, sports update.
All right, I want to lead with the NFL, but by far the most unbelievable game of the weekend, Linganore and Oakdale right here on WFMD.
The final score here at Linganore High School is Linganore 54, Oakdale 53.
Unbelievable game that went into overtime. That Steve Nibbs on the call. You can catch the podcast on WFMD.com. Now for the unbelievable finish in Detroit.
Tucker's ready. There's the snap. Spot down. Kick on the way. It is up and it is off the crossbar and through. Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Detroit Lions radio on the call. Final score 19-17. The Washington football team thrashed by the Buffalo Bills 43-21. That is sports. 6:16 on WFMD and WFMD.com.
Good morning, WFMD News. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Maryland says a Hagerstown man has been charged with making false statements and bank fraud when it comes to the payroll protection program. A criminal complaint has been filed against 47-year-old Jeffrey Braden. Prosecutors say Braden's company, B&D Consulting, applied for $734,000 last year through the payroll protection program, which was developed to keep individuals on the job during the COVID-19 pandemic. But Braden is alleged to have taken $600,000 of that amount to purchase stock and a number of publicly traded companies. Federal officials sent a team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board to the site of an Amtrak derailment in north central Montana that killed three people and left seven hospitalized Sunday. Amtrak said the train was carrying about 141 passengers and 16 crew members. Eight cars derailed. And a former ABC News executive has come forward to accuse CNN host Chris Cuomo of sexually harassing her at a party in 2005. Shelley Ross, who was at one time Cuomo's boss, wrote in a New York Times op-ed that Cuomo greeted her at the party with a bear hug while lowering one hand to firmly grab her backside. Ross says her husband was standing right next to her. She says she later received an email from Cuomo admitting he was ashamed of what he had done and apologized to her and her husband. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
Very slow, 70 eastbound from the rest area in South Mountain in towards Myersville. Before 17, there's an accident off to the right shoulder. 270 southbound, you're under speed, Urbana in through Hyattstown. 355, no problems from Frederick into Montgomery Village. And north and southbound on 15, you are steady in between Monocacy Boulevard and Gettysburg. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service to Frederick, Air, and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD SkyScan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Sunny today with a high near 80. Mostly clear tonight, the low 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, the low 55. Sunny for Wednesday, 72 for the high, and sunny again Thursday, the high 70. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettis.
Thank you, Dean. Right now, temperatures outside our studios on top of Grove Hill Road. We are at 59 fun level degrees, and it is going to be a great morning this morning. Beautiful temperatures. It is a nice day, 619 on the Morning News Express.
Your morning news.
Morning, sleepyhead. Rise and shine. You don't want to be late for work.
More from Bob, Ryan, and Diana just seconds away. The Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause.
Patty Hurwitz. I'm the founder of the Hurwitz Breast Cancer Fund. We're holding our annual Pink Ribbon 5K on Sunday, October 10th. It'll be at Hood College at the Hood Athletic Center. The runners will be leaving at 8 o'clock. The walkers will leave at 9 o'clock. And then in between, we'll have a survivor's ceremony. All of the money raised, 100% of the money raised, goes to the Hurwitz Breast Cancer Fund. And we are a local 501c3. We started in 1999, and we have raised over $2.3 million, and every penny of that has stayed right here in Frederick County. PinkRibbonFrederick.org. All the information there for donating or for participating in the race or the walk, all of that's on our website.
Frederick Health's Radio for a Cause is supported by Premier Dental Arts, Johnson & Johnson Heating and Air Conditioning, and Maryland Excavation.
I wasn't able to sleep in my own bed. Because of my wife's struggles with CPAP, I had to move out to the couch, out to the recliner, out to my son's bunk bed. That is, until she started using Inspire, a sleep apnea treatment that works inside her body with just the click of a remote.
Get back to sleeping in your own bed with Inspire. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit InspireSleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at InspireSleep.com.
The Morning News Express. Good morning. 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. You can email us, Bob at WFMD.com, Ryan at WFMD.com. And I think before we get into the hard-hitting news, Ryan.
Yeah.
I saw the video, which is something that they think maybe they just did this year. You know, this whole photo finish thing where mm-hmm. they tried to come across the... We're talking about the harness race.
Yes.
At the fair that Ryan was in, along with a couple other people. Somebody told me some... I forget what it was that... you came in third.
No.
Gabby
no,
came in second.
That is a lie.
The person who told me, just hang on a second. Don't see, when you get defensive, we all know you're lying.
No.
And then they went, and some other dude came in first.
No, you know, it was there was no photo at the finish line because the slow-mo video that was taken by production promotion assistant Mike was a little bit shy of the finish line. So if you look at the photo finish that's on Instagram right now, you could go to Instagram at 930 WFMD. It does not show the actual finish. Mm-hmm. It only shows what we were coming down the stretch toward the finish line. Again, I was set up. I'm the victim here of WFRE's supremacy. They have a supremacy issue over there, an inferiority issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was set up. I was the clear winner of the harness race, and I will be back to reclaim my crown and protect my title next year against any challenger. I'm putting it out there right now.
All right. All right. Well,
I'm adamant about this. I won that race.
You guaranteed a couple of victories this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might be 1-3.
No. Well, the Ravens' victory, yes.
Yeah, you guaranteed that, but you guaranteed a very large margin of victory.
I did.
I think you guaranteed No, hold on. I stand corrected because I think I made you guarantee a Buffalo Bills win, right?
I think I did. Yeah, well, yeah, of course the Bills. Yeah, of course I guaranteed that victory.
Because when Marvin brought us some food on Friday,
mm-hmm.
He was in a Washington football team jersey.
Oh, yeah, so I did guarantee that victory. Right. So I'm 3-0 this week.
It would be by a large margin that the Bills would just walk the dog on the former Redskins team.
And they did.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
But the harness race.
Now, the harness race, Bob, listen, with all due respect, you weren't there. You're taking secondhand information from people that are misinformed and biased, quite honestly. Again, it's the FRE inferiority complex that they have that okay. I am.
I just think that as they say, thou protest too much. It's okay. Hey, you survived it. That's the thing. That was the thing we were all worried about.
Yeah, and by the way,
survive it. How was it? Tell us about your experience in the harness race.
So it was scary coming around the stretch because we took a lap around the track, and it was a 1 mile race.
Mm-hmm.
They usually do a half a mile race, but in this case, it was a 1 mile race. We took a lap around the track, and the horse was just jogging. All of a sudden, after the half mile, he just shot off like being shot out of a cannon,
mm-hmm.
and he was full steam ahead. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way that Blaine Young held a cigar and a crown, a cup of a Crown Royal.
No. I was there for that. I have somewhere there's video proof of that.
I would
and
love
it. It wasn't a cigar, and I apologize. Mm-hmm. He was on his cell phone and a glass of Crown Royal
okay.
in his hand.
Well, yeah. He was holding on to what?
Nothing.
Okay. He must have great balance.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe it was Blaine. So Blaine was probably a bit heavier than you were at the time. I don't
know. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it was, yeah. Well, I just, you know, I'm going to say it, the coolness factor.
The coolness factor.
Yeah.
Well, to me, it was the common sense factor. Hang in there. And I want to bring Nate Saunders in on this. Nate, did you see the video? Nate? Okay, maybe he's not there.
Well, he's moving his car to your space now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I believe I'm the rightful winner, and I believe that any arguing about this should be carried out again on the track. You if Gabby and Pat want to see me again, I am challenging them to another harness race.
Look, I'm just saying that, look, you're all winners for just participating in the celebrity race. And you enjoy your participation trophy. And you all won. That's why they did what they did. They tried to make it a photo finish, tried to all come down at the same time so there'd be no clear winner. Because you're all winners.
So you're saying
pat
this...
Pat yourself on the back.
You're saying this was set up.
On the back, huh?
You're saying this was set up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that they wanted you all to be first so you could all have bragging rights.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Next year you should take a little extra incentive for your horse.
Mm-hmm.
Put a carrot in front of its mouth or something like that, or, you know, a little snap at the end of the behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see.
But you won. Yeah. And we'll you enjoyed happens. The fair, your first fair as an official WFMD employee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all good. You know?
Yeah, got
you
to meet.
You spent a long time at the fair, and about probably I'm thinking about let's see, three hours.
I was there for. I was there for 8 hours on Saturday. By the way, I almost lost my keys. I misplaced my keys that make you take everything out of your pockets before the harness race. And I took my wallet out, took my cell phone out. I wanted to do a Facebook Live video, but they said that was going to be too tricky. And I took my keys out, and I couldn't find my keys anywhere. I had to go back, and I spent an hour after my shift trying to find my keys. So luckily, I found those.
Well, that's good. That is good. We need you to have your keys so you can drive the ship on the Morning News Express. Free Talk 930 WFMD. Traffic and weather together coming up next.
Clifford Barnett from Hagerstown was found guilty of second-degree rape, third-degree sex offense, and fourth-degree sex offense. More on that next. WFMD News.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
270 southbound delays this morning continue to be seen in Frederick County, Urbana, in through Hyattstown, but from 121 to 495, no issues. 355 is a clear ride from Frederick, making your way in through Clarksburg. 70 eastbound, watch out for delays from South Mountain in towards Myersville. Before 17, there is an accident off to the shoulder of the roadway. And that is your 930 WFMD traffic. A service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For this morning, sunshine and a calm wind. Winds will be from the southwest at around 8 miles an hour this afternoon. Gusts as high as 20. High today at 80. Mostly clear tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high at 79. Showers and thunderstorms continuing tomorrow night and 55, sunny 72 on Wednesday. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
All right, Todd, thank you. It is 6:29 right here at WFMD. We will check news next.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally, just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-724-9484. That's 800-724-9484. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-724-9484 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
And good morning, 59 outside of our WFMD studios.
WFMD News Time, 6:30.
This is 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Now, WFMD News.
On Thursday, a 54-year-old Hagerstown man was found guilty of rape by a Frederick County Circuit Court jury. Clifford Barnett was found guilty of second-degree rape, third-degree sex offense, and fourth-degree sex offense. Frederick police say it happened on September 30th, 2019, at a home on the 600 block of Tawny Avenue. The female victim, a male friend, and Barnett came to her house after a night of drinking in the downtown area. Several hours later, the woman woke up to Barnett sexually assaulting her. No date has yet been scheduled for Barnett's sentencing. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Maryland says a Hagerstown man has been charged with making false statements and bank fraud when it comes to the Payroll Protection Program. A criminal complaint has been filed against 47-year-old Jeffrey Braden. Prosecutors say Braden's company, B&D Consulting, applied for $734,000 last year through the Payroll Protection Program, which was developed to keep individuals on the job during the COVID-19 pandemic. But Braden is alleged to have taken $600,000 of that amount to purchase stocks in a number of publicly traded companies, which is not an approved use of the Payroll Protection Program funds. During an initial appearance in the U.S. District Court on Friday, Braden was ordered released pending his trial. WFMD News continues after this Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Debate starts today in the House on a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill passed by the Senate last month. Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that vote will be Thursday, but dozens of progressive Democrats are threatening to withhold support unless a larger $3.5 trillion spending bill is first approved. Ahead of a partial government shutdown late this week, the Senate votes tonight on a short-term spending plan. GOP senators oppose a debt limit increase included in the measure.
Funding for most federal agencies expires after Thursday, the end of the government's fiscal year. Texas Governor Greg Abbott defends Border Patrol agents on horseback accused of being too rough with migrants and says if they're fired because of it.
You have a job in the state of Texas. I will hire you to help Texas secure our border.
Governor Abbott there on Fox News Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
The Frederick County Health Department says COVID-19 boosters are available.
The FDA and the CDC have authorized the use of the Pfizer vaccine as a booster. Spokeswoman Rissa Watkins says the health department has been planning for this day when it can offer booster shots against COVID. She says it's available for those who've received their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine and who are 65 and older and between the ages of 18 and 64 with underlying medical conditions or who are at risk of contracting COVID in their workplace or an institutional setting. Watkins says the health department will have the Pfizer vaccine available at its clinic on Oak Street, but it's also available at local doctors' offices and pharmacies.
You do not need to go back to the same vaccination clinic where you received your first and second doses in order to get the booster.
Watkins says this booster is not available for those who received the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Federal agencies are still reviewing the data on those two vaccines. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on that story, go to WFMD.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at 930 WFMD. According to a survey conducted for AAA, 55% of Americans say they plan to travel before the end of next year, but 31% of respondents say they will be likely to purchase travel insurance because of COVID-19.
It's insurance that provides protection should you need to cancel your trip or your vacation.
Regina Ali with AAA Mid-Atlantic says if you purchase travel insurance, there's one component it should include.
AAA advises travelers to look into travel insurance policies that include a quote-unquote cancel for any reason component. That actually offers more flexibility and protection in the event a traveler needs to cancel their trip.
Ali says in the past, travel insurance has not usually covered pandemics or epidemics, but she says more providers are offering that as a part of their travel insurance policies, and you should check a travel consultant for more information. John Seaburn, president of the Hagerstown Aviation Museum, says the museum has a vision to create an event center and expo for the region. This year's Wings and Wheels Expo was on September 11th, and it raised money to help make that possible.
This is one of the few times you can actually come and see the museum collection. Since we're still renovating the hangar, we aren't officially open to the public yet on a regular basis with regular hours. That's what we're working toward, and we'll be sure and let everybody know when that day happens. But and that's why we hold events, so the public can come out and see the airplanes and enjoy all this.
He says they've been holding events for 15 years, and they want to purchase more space to house their museum and host trade shows and car shows. You can now text your news and traffic tips to WFMD at 301-694-9363. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
Wow, what a performance. Tell me, Connor, how does it feel to set a world record?
Thanks, Terry. It feels amazing. But it's really a testament to the team I have all around me. I got to thank my coaches, my family, and most of all, Griffith Plumbing.
What? I'm sorry, Griffith Plumbing?
That's right, Terry. When you're in the pool every day for 4 years, recuperation is incredibly important. And thanks to my new water heater from Griffith Plumbing, I know I can always recover with a nice, hot shower when I get home. I'm telling you, Terry, you got to check them out. Just visit GoGriffithPlumbing.com.
Online, on our app, on HD radios and Alexa.
Okay.
You're always on 930 WFMD.
It is the Morning News Express, 636. Bob Bell and Ryan Hendrick. Nate Saunders in the newsroom. Diana Gibson's got your traffic for you this morning. And, Ryan, I'm happy to report that I did not get searched on my way home at the airport.
Yeah, they apparently the memo is out on you and you're clean once they search you. Maybe they do away with your profiling.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I had a great flight down. I brought my mother-in-law home with us.
How was that?
She loved the plane flight. We had a great plane flight. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was smooth. I mean, once we got up in the air, you know, you get to level wherever you're supposed to be. And it was like we were on glass, man. And we had this. It was a full plane. I mean, I can't get a break. I got to have a full plane wherever I go. I mean, it was so full. They put people in the, well, not, they put, they had some Southwest employees, and they put one up in the cockpit in a jump seat where they shoved it in the floor, and it was just like a metal bench, and that's where he sat.
What?
That's how packed they were. There was not a seat to be had. The flight attendants were wonderful. We had a good time, and the lady who sat beside us lives in the Villages.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
We had a wonderful conversation. Her name was Anne, and she was a pleasure to ride with. She was skinny, too, which helped.
By the way, I want to send a very special happy birthday out to my father. Belated birthday. It was his birthday yesterday, so I'm sure he lived it up in the Villages. 6:38 at WFMD. Let's check traffic.
9:30 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
On 70 eastbound, we're finding delays from South Mountain in towards Myersville because of police activity before 17. Frederick to Baltimore, no issues. 15 southbound looks good from Gettysburg to West Patrick Street. Minor delays as you're going northbound on 15 by 7th Street and 270. You're under speed in between Frederick and Hyattstown. That's your 9:30 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick, Air, and Bryan. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 9:30 WFMD sky scan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Sunny today with a high near 80. Mostly clear tonight, the low 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, the low 55. Sunny for Wednesday, 72 for the high, and sunny again Thursday, the high 70. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit pjsroofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
All right, Bob, before we get back to you, let's check in with our good friend Kurt Kroenke, still celebrating a Ravens victory. Kurt, what's going on with the MTA this morning, my friend?
Yes, indeed. And we're moving along nicely on the Brunswick line of MARC trains. No delays to report. 892 from Frederick, making its way to a 756 arrival at Union Station. Look for 876 to make a stop in Point of Rocks at 650 and Barnesville at 701. And train 894, the next departure from Frederick, leaves at 710, stopping in Monocacy at 717. No reported commuter bus delays. For the MTA Transit team, I'm Kurt Kroenke on WFMD.
Well, thank you, Kurt. Right now, temperatures at 61 and partly cloudy skies. Free Talk 930 WFMD 640.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within. Over enemies of fear. Enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
As a public service, News Radio 930 WFMD brings you statements from state and local officials pertaining to the coronavirus pandemic.
So even as we begin to resume more of our regular events and daily activities, the COVID-19 virus remains with us. And in fact, we have high transmission. The virus continues to spread in our community and cause terrible pain and suffering. Because so much of the pain and suffering from this pandemic is taking place inside hospitals and outside of public view, it's somewhat easy to believe that we are no longer needing to keep our guard up. In fact, when I tell people, when I see them out and about, how many people are in the hospital, they are surprised. So the picture inside of our local hospital and in hospitals all around the nation shows that we are far from being in the clear.
We will keep you updated on breaking news from Mid-Maryland's Radio News Center, 930 WFMD. We've got lots of challenges ahead, and we'll help you get through them.
Challenge accepted.
930 WFMD.
It is is the Morning News Express on WFMD, Bob and Ryan. I am trying to find the actual numbers of people in the hospital. Because when Jan Gardner tells people, there are so, what? That many? 30.
Yeah. You know, I hate to openly question management as to why they continue to play that stuff. But I'm going to do it for the sake of the conversation. I don't know why we continue to play COVID rhetoric. A lot of people may be saying, well, wait a minute. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. But again, everywhere I go, this is my experience. This is not an opinion. Everywhere I go, people seem to not be adhering to masking guidelines. I can't tell, unlike last year at this time, I can't tell there's still a pandemic until politicians bring it up as a method of control. In fact, Norway has reclassified COVID-19 as no more dangerous than the ordinary flu. So what do they have? What are we missing here in America?
Maybe the political aspect of it all. You know, you take a look, and I'm not judging. But trust me, I mean, we were at the fair. There was a lot of people walking around without a mask, and there were people who were walking around with masks. And I'm looking at pictures of the wonderful, what an event up in Middletown, Middletown Days, over the weekend, which is an amazing event. And there are thousands of people there, tens of thousands of people there probably. And we are looking, I'm looking at, you know, I see, I'm looking at one picture. I only see one mask on one person. So, you know, the only people who are really, really telling you stuff is Jan Gardner every week.
Yeah, scare tactics. So Anna Navarro is a co-host for The View. And on Friday, really strange thing where two of The View members were ushered off stage after allegedly testing positive for COVID. Anna Navarro tweeted out on Saturday that it was actually a false positive. She received a third negative PCR COVID test, calling into question the shenanigans that took place on The View stage. So Donald Trump tweeted at her and said that maybe we should examine obesity and COVID-19 a little more closely. And she tweeted back to Donald Trump Jr. saying, well, your dad's one phone call away. You could ask him, because obviously Donald Trump is a little bit overweight and he's had COVID. But I think Donald Trump Jr., I mean, it was a snarky tweet, but I think he brings up a good point. We don't study obesity as it relates to COVID-19 because it is a major comorbidity, Bob.
Well, okay, look, I'm not going to go down the comorbidity route right at the moment. What I will do is that we have had false positives over and over and again. Now, this happened right during The View. This was on air live, and they had to be taken. They got whispered in their earpieces that they tested positive, and they got up and they had to leave. They were told to leave immediately. And then the other two hosts, I can't think of their names because I don't want to say their names, were left to their own devices and struggled and actually couldn't, they didn't have enough time to articulate other opinions. They started asking the people in the audience questions because they were lost.
Yeah, let's put a bookmark in this conversation. Let's go to sports. We have to get to Chris Murray here in a couple of minutes. 6:46.
9:30 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, the Baltimore Ravens came up with an enthralling 19-17 victory against the Detroit Lions. Justin Tucker's 66-yard field goal, NFL record, 66-yard field goal, the difference maker, head coach John Harbaugh.
When you have a kicker like that, you want to give him an opportunity like that. And for him to come through like that is just historic.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Yesterday in Buffalo, Josh Allen really dissected the Washington football team's defense.
Touchdown, Buffalo. It is Dawson Knox went up high and brought it in for the Buffalo touchdown.
358 yards, Josh Allen, head coach Ron Rivera.
The final score here at Ligonier High School is Ligonier 54, Oakdale 53.
In that game, heard on WFMD, can be heard on podcasts right now, WFMD.com. It is 6:46.
Good morning, WFMD News. COVID booster shots are available in Frederick County for those 65 and older who've received their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine, along with those 18 and older who have underlying medical conditions or are at increased risk of contracting COVID due to their workplace or institutional settings. The boosters are available at the Health Department Clinic being held at 800 Oak Street, as well as local doctor's offices and pharmacies. Four teenagers have been charged with a plot to attack a Pennsylvania high school in 2024 on the 25th anniversary of the massacre at Colorado's Columbine High School. A 15-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy are charged as adults, and two other teenagers face juvenile charges in the plan to attack Dunmore High School outside Scranton on April 20th, 2024. Investigators say the girl's mother told police that her daughter was obsessed with Columbine. A Molotov cocktail, components for bombs, writings on how to make bombs, and handwritten lists of guns, ammunition, and tactical gear, complete with prices, were found in the girl's home. And a horrifying moment occurred before the start of the San Diego Padres game against the Atlanta Braves on Saturday night. San Diego police said a woman and her child died after falling from the third level of the ballpark. Police say a 40-year-old woman and 2-year-old boy were pronounced dead shortly after 4 p.m. It wasn't clear whether the fall was accidental or intentional. The father was at the ballpark when the fall occurred. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
Very slow on 70 eastbound this morning as you are coming from Hagerstown, getting in through Frederick County this morning. There's an accident on 70 eastbound. This is a new one by Monument Road. So you're seeing delays as you're moving up and over South Mountain in towards Myersville. Be prepared for that very long delay. Speaking of delays, you're also seeing it on 270 southbound from Frederick to Hyattstown, but no issues. 355 from Frederick to Clarksburg. That is your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. For this morning, sunshine and a calm wind. Winds will be from the southwest at around 8 miles an hour this afternoon. Gusts as high as 20. High today at 80. Mostly clear tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high at 79. Showers and thunderstorms continuing tomorrow night and 55. Sunny 72 on Wednesday. PJ's Roofing. When it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Todd Edwards.
Thank you, Todd. Right now, 62 at WFMD. Business update with Chris Murray coming up next.
Have you ever thought about creating a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that's uniquely you? When you work with Colonial Jewelers on a custom design, you have so many options. You can select a diamond or gem and choose the perfect setting, or you can take an existing piece and reinvent it. You can even start from scratch and design something from the ground up. No matter which custom design option you choose, you'll be working with our experienced master jeweler and designers, so you can be sure your finished piece is the same Colonial Jewelers quality you know you can trust. If you can dream it, we can do it at Colonial Jewelers.
930 WFMD business update.
Chris Murray joins us now. Chris, of course, the president of Murray Financial Group of downtown Frederick. He's also the host of your financial editor Saturday afternoons right here on WFMD. And good to have you back, Mr. Murray. The markets, well, they welcomed you back with a higher week last week.
Yeah, they were up a little bit last week, Bob. The Dow was up a little over 0.5%. The S&P 500 up 0.5%. And the NASDAQ barely just dragging itself across the line and to end the week in the black. But like I said, it was a tight race there. We see our futures are up this morning. Things are positive over in Europe and mixed in Asia last night.
Chris, we're watching new home sale prices this morning. It looks like they rose in August.
Yeah, it was nice to see that sales of new U.S. homes did rise last month. More than forecast, actually. They were up 1.5% to a 740,000 annualized pace. Also, the numbers for July were revised higher. And we saw that the median sales price of a new home held at a record high of $390,900. So good report through and through. And actually, at the current sales pace, it would take about 6.1 months to exhaust the supply of new homes. And that's a little bit better than July as well.
I'm going to kind of go off the rails here a little bit. I saw something yesterday on the internet, so it has to be true. But the lack of workers at the docks and at ports are keeping ships and goods from coming into the country. You know, how long can we sustain that? And how long can they sit out on the in the water until they just turn around and go home?
Yeah, either go home or just think if it's a perishable item, you know, it's going to rot because of not being offloaded. It's a serious problem. You know, we see that the other logistics, whether it's the trucker shortage that we've talked about, now, you know, kind of turning into these sea containers that, like you said, are stuck because they don't have the manpower to offload them. So it's a very serious issue, and it's just you know, more of a of an awareness, I hope, that's being created about our supply chains and just how vulnerable we can be.
Chris, also banks are pushing back against proposed legislation that would really infringe upon the rights of Americans.
Yeah, just more government overreach, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, you see it, where now the administration wants to force banks to turn over information on us, their customers, our account information, to the Internal Revenue Service. So basically, under this plan, banks and other financial institutions would be required to annually report customers' account inflows and outflows of $600 or more to the IRS. So, you know, the banks are saying, look, this is going to cost more money. It's going to increase our compliance load. And that, of course, additional cost is probably going to get passed on to the customer.
And not to mention the fact that it may be, you know, infringing on our rights as a consumer. I don't know how they can do that, but we'll have to wait and see. So what are we watching for this week, Chris?
Very busy week. Today we have durable goods orders, but as the week goes on, 12 Federal Reserve speeches, a couple regional surveys, 3 housing reports, 2 consumer confidence surveys, revised GDP numbers. So, you know, a really, really full week for sure.
All right. Very good, Chris. We will talk to you next hour. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Chris Murray, great to have him back on the Business Update. It is 6:54, time for the Digital Minute, brought to you by Tranquility at Fredericktown for affordable assisted living. Now, the Queen of Tech, Radio Hall of Famer Kim Komando.
I'm Kim Komando on 930 WFMD. This past Friday, I told you about Shadow Dragon, the secret law enforcement software that monitors social media, online platforms, dating apps, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Amazon, eBay, YouTube, porn sites, and even the dark web. 120 major websites in all. And it collects data going back 10 years. You want out? I'm Kim Komando with How, brought to you by ExpressVPN. Big tech profits from your data. Protect your online activity at expressvpn.com/Kim. Can you turn off Facebook, Tinder, Instagram for a day? How about 3 days? A month? What about a year? That's what it will take. Civil rights groups are asking you to join a nationwide Facebook, Instagram boycott on November 10th to protest social media's destructive role in American life. But take it a step further. Now that we know the staggering depth and breadth of the government's data collection on all of us, the only way to fight against it is to actually walk away from posting anything online. Every single thought that you have. No more pictures. Could you actually do it? Get more tech news at Komando.com. Today, many small business owners are busier than ever. Time spent searching for and interviewing candidates can take time away from managing and growing a business. That's why LinkedIn Jobs has made it easier to get to the candidates worth interviewing faster, and it's free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 750 million people. Focus on candidates with the skills and experience you need. Use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified people. Then, use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find candidates worth interviewing faster. Did you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Kim. To get your free job posting. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/Kim.
Guys, as we get older, we all start to notice minor changes in sexual performance. It happens. But you can't stop Mother Nature. Whether you're just starting to develop erectile dysfunction symptoms or are suffering from chronic ED, call Metro Men's Health. Skip the pills and injections. They're only temporary and lose effectiveness over time. Metro Men's Health treats the root cause of ED, lack of blood flow, so it works long term. Metro Men's Health uses the most advanced and clinically proven wave therapy on the market to actually repair aging blood vessels and restore them to a younger you. Get your spontaneity and your confidence back with safe, effective treatment from Metro Men's Health. Visit MetroMen'sHealth.com.
Go to MetroMen'sHealth.com or call 240-998-8500. Don't let ED get worse. Call Metro Men's Health today, 240-998-8500. Call now, 240-998-8500.
The 930 WFMD text line makes it easy to reach us with news and traffic tips or join the conversation. Just text our studio line anytime at 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD. A service of Vet Urgency, Frederick's Urgent Care for Pets.
Get breaking local news first, straight to your phone. Just turn on notifications on the WFMD app. Free from News Radio 930.
WFMD at 6:58.
930 WFMD traffic for Frederick and surrounding counties.
70 eastbound, a very slow ride coming out of Washington County, trying to get in through Frederick County this morning by Monument Road. Five-vehicle accident off to the left shoulder. A lot of people using 40 as an alternate because they don't want to get stuck in that delay on Interstate 70. So 40 right at 17 in Myersville is quite jammed up. 270 southbound, your delays in Frederick County this morning extend the entire length of your ride in Frederick County. They start at 70. They stay with you in through Hyattstown. That's your 930 WFMD traffic, a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
The 930 WFMD Skyscan forecast for Frederick and surrounding counties. Sunny today with a high near 80. Mostly clear tonight, the low 60. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, the low 55. Sunny for Wednesday, 72 for the high, and sunny again Thursday, the high 70. PJ's Roofing, when it comes to your roof, they've got you covered. Visit PJsRoofing.com. I'm Dean Fettes.
All right, Dino, thank you very much. We have 59 outside of our WFMD studios. Actually, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. Temperature now up to 62 in the city of Frederick as we get up to near 80. And again, fall is in the air, and I absolutely love it. September 27th, 95 days left in this glorious year. And we will return in the 7 o'clock hour with the Almanac, with birthdays, and with more sports, news, and local traffic that you need to start your day the right way, right here on the Morning News Express with Bob and Ryan. Good morning.